today's news.
Hello, welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. This week, ice cream. Everyone's favourite, or at least one MHK's, it seems, because ice cream has been in the news. It was a request for it to be kept still in part of primary school dinners on the island, which have been shaken up to make them somewhat healthier. But a claim from, I think, Mr. Wannenberg that Manx ice cream should stay on the menu, at least one day a week, I assume. Made me think about ice cream and have a look to see how ice cream on the island has featured in the papers over the years. More than you might think. We do have a great reputation for making excellent ice cream over quite a long period of time, and I'd like to say we still do. I take you back, though, to start, to the Isle of Man Times of Saturday, March the 5th, 1864. Balls, routs and soirees, etc., is the heading of an advert. Tossily's freezing machines produce transparent ice, ice creams, dessert, ices, etc., in 6 minutes, all the year round, in any climate, so simply and cleanly they can be used in the boudoir or, which I'm sure will be handy for a lot of you today, in the opera box without soiling a glove. So the next time you whip down to the Gaiety Theatre, perhaps, bring your ice cream maker. And whether you're wearing gloves or not, you could make your own. Prices from 15 shillings. And we're told this is from Brown Brothers, 43 Cranbourne Street, WC, so in London. Prospectus post free. Wonderful. Staying with the Times, we go to Saturday, May the 20th, 1893. Ice cream is the heading of this advert. Important to hotels, boarding houses, shopkeepers, private families, etc. Ice cream can be supplied daily or otherwise made ready for selling or using. For terms, address J Street, Bellevue Cottage, Lauriston Road, in Douglas. I think that's up towards Onken, isn't it, Lauriston Road? No longer there, I assume. I certainly do remember going to get ice cream with my dad for Sunday lunch before we had a freezer. Not everyone did, even in my time. Let's get some ice cream for lunch, and we'd go to the Westminster Garage, get a block of ice cream, which would be wrapped in newspaper, taken home and put in the fridge shortly before Sunday dinner, and hopefully by the time we'd finished the roast beef, it wouldn't be too soft. Sounds archaic now, doesn't it? The Ramsey Courier, Friday, September the 6th, 1929. Ice cream while you wait. The ingredients of ice cream, the article starts, like the pork, butcher's sausages, are somewhat of a mystery, unless one sees the cooling substance made. The trouble with most ice cream freezers, however, is that they are too large and cumbersome to place in a shop, and so the manufacture has to take place in some more spacious premises, and the consumer has to presume that the ice cream is really all he would wish it to be. Bearing this in mind, an inventor working with Mr. Russell Morley of Ramsey as junior partner has invented a compact freezing machine, for which he claims that it saves in ice, saves in labour, it makes ice cream while the customer waits, is scalded clean in 5 minutes, and is the cheapest machine of its kind on the market. It has the great advantage, too, of being made of zinc, and so is light and handy, that it can be operated in the shop where ice cream is sold, and thus the customers can see what they're getting for their money. Excellent idea. Mr. Morley has one of these machines in daily use for sale of ice cream at the Cozy Corner. Doesn't say where that is. And you'll be glad to demonstrate it to any person interested who gets in touch with him. The machine is simplicity itself, and it should prove a boon to small shopkeepers and boarding house and hotel keepers who wish to make small quantities of ice cream at a time and to make it speedily with a minimum of effort. The machine is British made throughout. Be able to rely on it then. 10 years later, 1939, March the 3rd, Ramsey Courier again. Improving the ice cream sandwich, the article is entitled. Move to protect the public. Cleanliness essential as a health measure. That the measure was merely a move to increase the profits of milk producers was the suggestion made by several members when the Sale of Ice Cream Bill came before the House of Keys for its second reading on Tuesday. The bill, which is based on an act in operation in Northern Ireland, has been prepared at the request of the Local Government Board and the Isle of Man Milk Marketing Association. It makes provision for regulating the manufacture and sale of ice cream, gives powers to the Local Government Board to prescribe the minimum amount of milk or butterfat that must be used, and enables them to regulate and supervise the premises used for the manufacture and sale of ice cream. Mr. J.F. Crellin, moving the second reading, said there was nothing more liable to contamination and infection from outside sources than ice cream, and unlike many watering places in England, the Isle of Man could count itself lucky insofar being spared from any serious epidemic from that cause. Two samples of ice cream were taken in Douglas last year. One of them contained only 1% butterfat, and the other 18%. Most of the ice cream sold nowadays, that being 1939, consisted almost entirely of corn flour. They had to remember that it was mainly children who ate ice cream, and it was sold to them from open carts on dusty roads liable to all kinds of infection. The bill was merely to give power to the local government board to make regulations, and he assured the House that before those regulations were placed before Tynwald Court for approval, every member would have an opportunity of going into them. Well, not a bad idea to make sure it's regulated, I suppose, was it? In the Isle of Man Examiner, Friday, January the 12th, 1951, we read, England adopts ice cream standard. A new set of standards for ice cream have been drawn up by the Ministry of Food for ice cream manufacturers and will come into force on March the 1st. The new order requires ice cream shall contain at least 5% fat, 10% sugar and 7.5% milk solids other than fat. The Ministry have been working on the scheme to raise standards in England for a long time and would have issued an order earlier but for the fact that the supply of fats and sugar was not large enough. The order means the end for those people who have been selling wishy-washy stuff at the highest prices they could extract, a Ministry official has been reported as saying. In the Isle of Man, standards for ice cream have been laid down since January 1940 under the Sale of Ice Cream Act of 1939, which we just heard about. Here, the prescribed amount of solids, including milk fat, is 30% and there must be 8% milk fat. Also, the weight of one imperial pint of ice cream in the Isle of Man must not be less than 11 ounces. Ice cream, when examined within 24 hours after the sample has been taken in liquid form, must not contain more than 100,000 bacteria per cubic centimetre. Bacillus coli is deemed absent from a sample if not found in 1/10 cubic centimetre of ice cream when examined. Manx standards appear to be on a higher level than will be required in England. Ice cream here, incidentally, means any frozen commodity in the nature of ice cream. In the Isle of Man Examiner of Thursday, October the 29th, 1959, we read of ice cream diplomas. In the national ice cream competitions held by the Ice Cream Alliance, the local firm of John Felice, Felices of course, won a Diploma of Merit for the North West area in the ice cream quality class and a diploma in the dairy ice cream class. 18 judges at Buxton examined more than 600 samples from British manufacturers and prize-winning samples were laboratory analysed before the results were announced. Quite right too. Felice's Screwball, I used to love those. A plastic cone full of ice cream and at the bottom in the point of the cone, as it were, a chunk or a round of bubble gum. What more could you want as a child? And finally, we look in the same year in the Examiner of Thursday, March the 12th, 1959, a plea for heat treatment of ice cream, subject of an LGB, Local Government Board, inquiry. The only safe way to sell ice cream is to have it pasteurised, and we've been advocating for years that all ice cream sold on the Isle of Man should be heat treated, Mr. Harold Richmond of Ward's Cream Ices told an Examiner reporter yesterday. Ward's? Who are they? Mr. Richmond was discussing the public inquiry, which is to be held by the local government board on March the 29th, into the sale of ice cream on the island. Mr. W.H. Caron, secretary of the local government board, said that the main purpose of the inquiry was to have all ice cream sold on the island heat-treated, and when this is achieved, it will make it safe for the general public and particularly the children, Mr. Caron said. Mr. Caron added that the Island Medical Officer of Health, Dr. D.M. Martin-Jones, felt that all ice cream should be heat-treated to be on the safe side. All ice cream sold elsewhere in the British Isles was now treated in this manner, and they felt that the Isle of Man should conform. Certainly, I think ice cream on the Isle of Man has been not only very safe, but very delicious and of a very high quality for quite some years now, wherever you buy it. Ice cream? Well, of course, it's old news. Until next week, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.